Jesus continues his discussions with his enemies, the Jews, his Jewish enemies, probably including the Pharisees, about Abraham. They thinking that they are children of Abraham, and Jesus saying that they are not. They're children of the devil, really, his father, because they're following him and his suggestions. And so they ask Jesus who he thinks he is. And Jesus says, I am not here to glorify myself. If I was, my glory would come to nothing here on earth. His Father is the one that gives him the glory. And he proceeds to basically say he's God, that he is the I am, as he said from the burning bush to Moses, I am is my name. So Jesus says to them, amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am. And then they want to stone him for making himself equal to God. So Jesus didn't strive to glorify himself here on earth. Of course, he humbled himself here on earth to show us that this is what we should do. We cannot glorify glory in anything, although glory, Jesus could. So I think the message in the gospel is this topic of glory and praise and self praise, which we're all intending to do in our pride, and yet we are nothing. We were nothing when we were created, and we are still nothing apart from God. And this is our continual reference point, our nothingness. We look at the humility of Our Lady, who was perfect in virtue. And yet she always had that reference point of her nothingness. She never lost sight of it. And that's why she is the greatest. She has been exalted. But she could still call herself nothing. And she could still see that God was everything to her. And God gave her everything. God gave her everything. And all she had was her free will and her cooperation, her acts of love, her union with her will, with God's. And that was her greatness. And that is ours too. So our focus here is to diminish ourselves and to unite our will with God, to glory in our nothingness, to glory in God's will, to glory in loving God and serving Him. That's what we are here to do. That's our focus, and to get rid of all self-praise and not to take credit for things, but to give all the credit to our Lord. And that's a difficult thing with our inborn pride. And so this is our challenge, and we ask Our Lady to teach us this true humility, giving all glory to God and never losing sight of our nothingness.